Good morning.
早上好。
We're happy to have each one of you here today.
就很高兴见到每一个人。
We're really happy to have our middle school children, or I can't call them ladies and gentlemen yet, can I? The middle school.
And, 我特别欢迎我们初中的孩子们来跟我们一起敬拜。
And I'm very happy to have the youth here today.
就青少年跟我们一起敬拜，很高兴。
Today we're going to talk about journeying, on our journey.
我们今天要讨论的是关于人的一个历程。
I'd like you to turn to Psalm 84.
请大家翻到诗篇83篇。
Now, this particular psalm is talking about them, a man journeying, going, getting ready and traveling to Jerusalem to the temple.
这诗篇83篇谈到的就是人向着圣地耶路撒冷进发，这一路发生的事，他们的这个历程。
And I want you to see the joy that he has.
我想要让你看到的是他心中的喜乐。
He's going to the temple.
他去往耶路撒冷的圣殿。
Now many of us, we have joy when we're going to the mountains.
我们中间很多人要是想去爬山的话，心里很开心。
Or maybe to the seashore.
也许是到海边玩的时候很开心。
Or maybe just to take a ride, you know, to take a vacation with a ride.
或者我们只是就是有一个可以假期好好的玩，觉得很开心。
Now I like that very much. I enjoy touring. I enjoy driving up to the north.
我是很喜欢出去旅行，出门去玩的。
In fact, one group asked me to come and speak for them at the end of October, I think it is.
有一个教会请我去讲道，他是在十月底去。
And they wanted me to fly up.
他们想让我就飞过去。
And I thought if I have to fly one more time.
我在想，如果我还需要再飞一次的话。
In the last 6 months, I've gone 40,000 miles on a plane.
因为在过去的六个月，我在飞机上飞了4万个英里。
So I'm finding a joy because I'm telling them I'm driving up. I'm not flying up.
我告诉他们我要开车去，我不打算飞过去，所以我很开心。
But now we see that here he is very thrilled. Actually, he says in about the third verse, I think it is, he looked at the sparrows and he said.How blessed they are because they can stay there and fly over the temple. They're right there. He is so thrilled to go to the house of the Lord.
我们看到这个去参拜耶和华圣殿的这个朝圣客，他多么开心啊，心里头满是喜乐。第三节他说，在你的祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，他都为这些就心里满是喜乐。
And I'd like us to read those verses to the 12th verse.And see what joy a person gets.
我想请大家一起来读这十二节，看一看。
And knowing they're going to the house of the Lord.
因为他知道他去的是神的圣殿。
And actually, even toward the last part, going to the everlasting home of the Lord.
甚至是去往我们永恒的家去见主的时候，也是心里满是喜乐。我们一起来读这十二节，我们用中文来读，大家一起来。万军之耶和华。你的居所何等可爱，我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语。我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的，便为有福。他们仍要赞美你，靠你有力量。心中向往西安大道的这人变为有福，他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了泉谷。他们行走，地上加利，个人到西安朝见神。耶和华万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告。雅各的神啊，求你留心听。神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面，在你的院宇住一日，胜似在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
So we see the joy of one man's heart as he's traveling to worship God.
我们看到这位朝圣者在去往圣殿的时候，他心中满是喜乐。
Now you and I are on a journey.
我们也是在一个路程上。
It was Shakespeare that maybe said it in a different way.
莎士比亚曾经这样说。
He said, all the world is a stage.
他说这世界就是一个大舞台。
And we are the actors. We are the players.
我们就是舞台上的演员。
We come on the stage, we play our part, and then we're gone.
我们走上舞台扮演我们的角色，然后我们就黯然退场。
That's the reason many of your philosophers say, what is man? Who are we?
所以很多哲学家说，人到底是什么？
Where are we going? What are we doing?
我们在做什么？我们往哪去呢？
It is a stage, but you know, it was Peter who told us.
人生的确是个舞台，但是彼得这样说。
That we are strangers, we are pilgrims, we are sojourners.
他说我们是旅途，是陌生客，是旅人，我们只是在世上寄居的。
He was telling us the other version of Shakespeare.
他实际上说的是莎士比亚的话的另外一种表达。
Now, in a sense, what Shakespeare was telling us actually was just putting it out almost as a fatalist. This is life. This is what it is. That's finished.
莎士比亚的说法让人觉得很消沉，这世界不过如此，我们就扮完角色，我们就退场了。
But Peter gives the purpose for God and for him taking hold of our life and sojourning through this world.
但是彼得把我们的人生路程看作是用把神的目的放在我们的人生路程上了。
There are many stages of life.
我们人生之中有很多阶段。
And each phase we have to, at each of these stages, we face different circumstances.
在不同的阶段我们会面对不同的问题。
Different troubles.
而且会面对不同的困难。
Different successes.
也有不同的一些成功的地方。
I look at our young people. They've gone through the child stage.
我看着我们这些年轻人，他们已经从童年经过了。
Now they're coming to that period of their life where they have to discover, as we say modernly now, discover themselves.
现在是他们处于人生的一个阶段，他们在发现他们自己。
Actually, it's a time when they're trying to find their little independence.
他们想要独立。
Who they really are as a person.
他们想要发现他们自己究竟是谁。
Now they face many problems.
他们会在人生中遇到很多问题。
They face the expectations of their parents, the expectation of their teachers.
他们会要面对父母师长对他们的期望。
They face pressures that they never did as a child.
他们也会面对他们在小孩子的时候从来没有面对过的一些压力。
But in their maturity, they've been able now to grasp hold of some of these things. But there are some hard things coming up through that age.
他们渐渐成熟长大，也会明白生活中的一些东西，但是他们还会有很多的问题要去面对。
And then we get in that age of our 20s and 30s.
然后我们到了青年时代，二三十岁的时候。
When we start our families, when we begin our family lives, we get our houses, when we're very much into that.
然后我们就开始建立家庭，买了自己的房子，开始经营自己的家庭。
So here I've left the expectation of mommy, I've left the expectation of teachers, and now I've come into the expectation of my husband and wife.
现在我们不必要去考虑父母和师长的期望，但是我们要面对的是自己的丈夫和妻子的期望。
And they're not even family members.
这些期望对我们也是很大的压力。
So through that time, we struggle with finance, we struggle with lots of things, we find some joys in that time, but it's different than that other time.
但是在这段生活之中，我们会面对一些经济上的困难，我们会家庭之中会有一些纠纷。这个我们所面对的问题是生活其他的阶段不一样的问题。Then
we get in that 45 to 60.
然后我们就到了这中年时代，现在是45到60岁。
That's when we begin to evaluate.
然后这段时间是我们开始评价。
What have I done in my life?
我对我的生命之中我做了些什么？
Have I accomplished?
我成就了些什么？
And that's the time many times you have to take care of your fathers and mothers.
这中年阶段，有时候你需要照顾你的父母。So
now you've gone from the early family stage to the place where now you're wondering about your own self, and you're also having responsibilities with the fathers and mothers.
现在你已经开始过了建立自己小家庭的阶段，你现在开始有更多的责任，你要考虑要照顾自己的父母。And
then thank the Lord, you get to that age where you're dropping off, can't see as well, can't chew as well. Always have indigestion.
然后就到了老年阶段了。这段时候，你看看也看不清，吃也吃不香了。
When you begin to lose the usage of many of the things that you've been so privileged to have.
你在年轻时候的那些精神啊，那些力量都渐渐的消失。
And then you really truly begin to evaluate your life.
然后你开始真正的开始评估自己的人生。
Because you know you don't have much more time.
因为知道你已经走到人生的晚年。
And you go through some circumstances that's very hard during that period.
这段时间可能有很多情况就是很难，很不容易。
And actually, this is the picture of man as he goes through the journey of life.
我刚才画的实际上就是一个人走向他生命末端的这么一个旅程。
So as a children of God, let me say this: when we receive Christ, when we allow Him to come into our hearts, we find a purpose for life.
作为神的儿女，我们接受耶稣基督进入我们的心，成为我们的救主和我们生命的主之后，我们的人生就有了目的。
I remember a man in Chengdu.
我记得在成都，我见到一个人。
He and his wife were divorced.
他跟他太太已经离婚了。
But they both began to come to the counseling classes.
但他们都来参加我的辅导课。
And as we talked about marriage and as we talked about life, his wife said, "Won't you talk to him because he wasn't living a good life."
我们谈到婚姻，谈到人生，然后这个太太就说：“你能不能跟我的先生谈一谈？他因为他的生活过得并不好。”
And I can remember when they came to the hotel room and sat there.
我还记得他们到旅馆来见我们，坐在那儿。
He didn't have a purpose for life.
这个先生对他的人生没有目标。
His life had become very empty.
他的人生很空洞。
Trying to fill it with all kinds of things, but not good things.
他想用各种各样的东西来填补他的空虚，但是都不是什么好的东西。
And so as God, the Holy Spirit often leads us.
所以神的圣灵就引导，就神的圣灵常常是在引导我们。
I said to him, "What's the purpose for your life?"
所以我就问他，我说你的人生目的是什么？
He sat there.
他就坐在那儿。
And he looked at me and he said, "I have no purpose."
他看着我，他说：“我人生没有目的。”
You know that's sad.
这真是很悲哀的事情。
So many times we really have no lasting purpose for our life.
很多时候我们对人生并没有目标的。
And I see then, and he said he really recognized it, got hold of it, got forgiven, and today he's trying to work in the mountains among the mountain people for the Lord.
但是神已经得到了他，他现在有神在他身上，他的人生有了目的。他现在在山上，他在一些边远地区帮助那里的人。
He now has a purpose for life.
现在他的人生有了目标了。
He was a man that always wanted to make money, but he just didn't seem to have that in him.
他过去他一心只想赚钱，但是现在不是这样的人。
When I was last there, he said to me, when I was in Chongqing, he said to me, "You know, money doesn't matter to me anymore."
我在重庆又一次见到他的时候，他说：“你知道吗，妈咪？现在金钱对我已经……
I'm just trusting Lord, but I want to help these mountain people.
他说：“金钱对我已经没有意义了，但是我想帮助这些边远山区的人。”
It's a wonderful thing, young people. Those of you in your 20s and 30s, 40s and 50s or 60s and 70s to have a purpose in your life.
无论你是青少年，你还是青年，你是中年，还甚至老年，人生有一个目的都是最很重要的。
It may not be that you're going to bebe that you're going to be a big evangelist around the world.
也许你并不是到世界各地去探险。
That you're going to be able to sing in some of these great groups that there is.
也不见得你是要唱得多么好。
But whatever He has put you in the purpose for your life, and you fulfill that,
但是神给你的人生
and you show His Spirit
有一个目的
and His presence,
你要照着神的计划去完成
and make others hungry for God.
如果让别人看到你就愿意渴慕神的话
No matter what you're doing,
不管你做什么
If you're doing that, God is using you as a purpose for life.
如果你按照神的旨意去做那神就是用你的人生来达到一个目的
I'm at that age when you start evaluating, you know.
我已经是到了那个年龄你开始评估自己的人生我人生经历了些什么
And I must say,
我必须要说
that the Lord has blessed me.
我要说的是主大大的祝福了我。
I think back over my life when I was like these young people.
我回想我像这些年轻人一样大的时候。
I was raised up in the church, but I had a whole lot of church.
我是在教会里长大的，但是我有好多教会。
But somehow God got hold of my heart through the years.
但是这么多年，人生经历这么多年，神已经抓住了我的心。
And He gave me a purpose.
神给了我一个目标。
And through all these years, and there's been trials, there's been sickness, there's been heartache. But there's been a purpose.
这么多年我经历了很多的困难，也有心碎的时刻，也有很多就是很多艰苦的时候，但是神给我的人生有一个目标。
So okay, we're going to travel through life.
我们在人生就好像是在一
个旅程上。 Whether you have Christ and a purpose or whether you don't, you're going to travel through this life.
人生你无论有没有目的，你都像一个旅客一样在走。
And it's not always a pleasant journey.
而且这个路程也并不是总是很开心的。
But you see, the difference is when Christ is in your life, you have someone to go with you.
但是如果基督在你的心里，你就有人跟你相伴，跟你一同走这段路程。
I understand that so well.
我是非常了解这个有耶稣同伴的感觉。
I'm not married.
因为我没有结婚。
I've been away from family for a long time.
而且我很多年都不跟我的父母在一起。
I know what it is to be alone.
我知道一个人孤单单是什么滋味。
But I want to tell you something. Even in the lone times, my heart is full of joy.
但是我想要告诉大家的是，即使在最孤单的时候，我心里仍是蛮有喜乐。
Unless it's times I'm in depression.
除非是我在被忧郁症折磨的时候。
And the joy isn't flowing.
那在忧郁症的时候，就我感觉不到这种喜乐的流动。
But I just have a comfort that I know is there.
但是我心里有安慰，我知道他还在那儿。
You're not happy when you're in pain.
你在痛苦的时候，你不会觉得开心的。
You're not blessing everybody when you're in pain.
你在有痛苦的时候，你也不会去祝福每一个人。
But it's wonderful to know that He is there with you.
但是在痛苦的时候，如果知道他和你在一起，你心里大得安慰。
I went to Liberty University for one of my practicum, whatever they call them. Anyway, I went there to fulfill some of my education.
妈咪说她曾经在一个大学受一些教育。
And while I was there, I got very sick.
我在那边的妈咪在那时
候。It was at night.
病得很重，有一天晚上。
I was in pain. I felt very sick.
觉得那天晚上病得很重，浑身都痛。
That was before the day of cell phones.
那时候还没有手机呢。
I had no phone to call anyone.
我也没有电话跟任何人打电话。
And I was in a dorm room where I didn't know anyone.
我在那个宿舍里头，我谁都不认识。
And there, as I lay there with the pain and feeling so sick, I called unto the Lord.
那天我在躺一个人孤单单的躺在床上，觉得浑身都痛，难受的不行，我就向主呼求。
And He met with me.
然后主真的就过来了。
And I fell asleep.
然后主给我的平安，让我能够安安静静的睡着。
I could sense His presence.
我可以感到主就在我身边。
You see, that's why it's wonderful to serve the Lord.
所以去服侍主真的是奇妙。
It's that in life we're not alone.
因为在我们的人生中，我们不再孤单了。
Some of you have had some very bad tragedies.
我相信我们中间可能有些人也曾经经历过人生
的悲剧。But for those that are not alone, it's a difference. For those that are not alone, there's a difference of knowing that God is with you.
当你身边有人的时候，你感受到神在你身边是不同的感觉。
Probably one of the times that I sensed that power of God was when my friends got killed.
有一次在也是在人生悲剧的一次，我有一个朋友是 got killed， 这个朋友被杀了，我当时感觉到神的。
They were killed by a drunken driver who was taking drugs.
我这个朋友是因为在路上跟一个喝醉酒的人的车撞在一起，结果就当场。
And when they came to tell me, oh, it hit me like a stab in the heart.
他们告诉我这个消息的时候，我的心就好像被一把刀戳进去了一样。
And like every good woman, I was crying.
我就像每一个女人一样，我大哭了一场。
And I cried. I get up and I was on my knees. I fell on my knees when I heard. And I got up and I started going to the kitchen, putting my head on the door sill as I went, crying and weeping.
我跪在地上，然后又站起来到厨房去。我一直在哭。
When I got back to from the kitchen, I went back into the dining room.
然后我又从厨房又回到我的起居室。
And I stopped.
然后我就不再哭了。
I can never tell you how I felt.
我无法表达我当时的感觉。
Such a peace came over me.
因为心里有这样一种平安充满了我。
That I was even startled.
我自己都被这种平安给感觉到受惊了。
God gave me peace in the midst of sorrow.
因为在这样一个巨大的悲哀之中，神给了我这样的平安。
You see, that's what it's about.
这就是我们。
It's about walking with Him in this journey.It's about taking our steps along with Him.
我们在这个历程上，我们是跟他一起走的，我们跟他同行。
So we have to recognize then, in this journey, I have to have some principles to live by.
我们必须要知道，在这个人生历程上，我必须要有生活之中要有一些原则。
Now, I think one of the best principles, number one, is to recognize that we have to look to God alone for your strength.
我想最重要的一个原则就是我们要单单仰望主，来靠他得力量。
How many times is a school child or a college boy or girl that knows the Lord or that he doesn't even know the Lord prays and asks God to help him?
有多少次这些大学的孩子或者甚至是高中的孩子向神呼求，尽管他也许还不认识神呢？
How many times in the midst of our weaknesses, in the midst of the problems, in the midst of circumstances, do we feel like, oh God, help us?
我们又有多少时候我们在无助孤单在觉得最困难的时候我们也向神呼求说神啊求你帮助我。
But you see, you have to recognize it's just not those times that we have to understand that God is our strength.
我们必须要认识到神是我们的力量之源。
We need to recognize day by day
我们要一天一天的感觉
认识到这一点。That He is our strength.
他就是我们的力量。
We have some things in us that needs to be polished.
我们的确，我们身上有些东西需要神来擦一擦。
That needs to be faced. Realities of our past or realities of our inner person, of our tendencies, of who we are that aren't so nice.
我们需要面对我们人生，我们自己个性，我们自己的人生之中不太美好的东西。
And most of the time when we face these, we think, well, that's just me, I can't help myself.
我们常常在警察自己看到自己的弱点的时候，我们就觉得就我就是这样，我没法改变我。
But that's not true.
但这就不是真的。
Because if we face ourselves,
但如果我们面对自己的问题,
and we pray and ask God to give us strength to overcome, He can help us to overcome.
如果我们向神呼求力量来改变我们自己，神可以赐给我们力量，我们做得到。
I'm a sanguine. We like to talk.
我是很爱说话的人。
I'm getting more quiet as I get older because I'm too weak.
我年纪大了以后就反而话少了一些，因为我现在身体不那么好。
But all my life, I like to talk.
但是我整个一生我都是喜欢讲话。
If there was going to be a debate, I was going to be in it.
如果有什么辩论赛，我肯定要去参加的。
If there's a board meeting, I'm going to talk.
如果是要有什么地方有执事会，我肯定要发言的。
But after a while, I begin to, a long time, I would say, but Lord, I go into a board meeting. I say, Lord, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk so much. Please give me strength and help not to talk.
但是妈咪现在身体可能不如从前了，所以有时候觉得很虚弱，没有力气。
Little by little, God has been helping me.
但是神是在帮助我。
Of course, I'm almost ready to die, but now it's pretty good.
我尽管已经到了人生的晚年，但是
我现在感觉很好。I can actually keep my mouth shut.
我现在可以总算能够闭住嘴巴不说话了。
You see, this is what God wants of us. We may be saved, forgiven of our sins, but we're still You're still the same jealous person.
我们还是我们过去的老我，我们仍旧嫉妒别人。
You're still the same one that has a very fast trigger with your anger.
也许很容易生气，还是那个旧我。
You're the same one that is very tight.
也许你还总是神经紧张的这么一个人。
And I could name many, many things.
我可以再指出来，我们性格上很多的地方都有。
But I know through experience that I had to go along those times.And find out for myself, this is you, Schwartz. Oh, God, help me and give me strength.
我经历过这样的一段日子，我看着我自己的人生，我也知道我自己是什么样的人。我说，哎，你就是这样的人。但是神帮助了我。
Sometimes men have weaknesses.
我们人都有弱点。
Sometimes they're away from their families.
有时候他们的离开他们的家。
There's so many temptations, pornography, and women, and all kinds of temptations.
外界的诱惑太多了。
Now, for some men, that doesn't bother them at all.
对有些男人来说，这些诱惑对他们不造成什么。
But for some men, it's a real conflict.
但对有些人来讲，这些诱惑的确确存在。
And that's the time we need to say, "Oh God, I need Your strength."
那就是他需要向神呼求力量的时候。
Someone said there was one man that God was really helping him. That when he went to a hotel, he called him and said, "Take my TV out. I don't want it in here tonight."
有一个人，他真的是从神那里得到了力量。他去住酒店的时候，他跟酒店的服务员说：“你把电视拿走，我不要看。”
So, what you and I have to learn is that our strength is not in ourselves.
我们必须要记住，我们的力量不是来自我们自己。
Oh, sometimes we have a lot of physical strength.
有时候我们觉得自己很强壮。
Some have emotional strength.
而且我有时候很能控制自己
的情绪。Some have intellectual strength.
有的人很聪明。
But there are many times in life facing it, you don't have strength to truly face it and go through it.
但是很多时候面对人生的挑战，我们没有这样的力量去克服它。
And then another principle is put your heart into the journey.
另外一个原则就是我们要把我们的心放在这个旅程上。
When our heart is set on the journey,
当我们的心放在这旅程上的时候
we enjoy it.
我们真正可以去享受这段旅程。
Don't just be a Christian to let that hang on and we come every Sunday. Enjoy what God has for you. When we read this psalm, this man is enjoying the fact that he's journeying to the temple. He's reveling in the fact that he said, Oh, I'd rather be your doorkeeper. He was enjoying the journey because he had put his heart in the journey. A lot of us are worshiping God half-heartedly. And some aren't even half-heartedly. But that's why you don't enjoy what you got. Sometimes we feel responsible. We're a person that we feel we must go to church. We feel that we are a Christian. But that's all the further it goes.
这个不是这么，我们的这样的话，我们就不能够享受这段旅程。
So when we put our heart into God's service, into Him, into knowing Him,
当我们把自己的心放在认识神、享受他的旅程上面。
That is waking up in the mornings and recognizing, Oh Lord, this is a day you have given us.
我们早上一醒来就想到说，神啊，这是你给我们的一天。
I don't feel good. I feel terrible. But I want to praise you.
但是我一样要赞美你。
I'm asking you for strength for this day.
主啊，我向你求力量，让我能够度过。
To help me to be a blessing for you.
这一天能让我成为一个祝福。
And as we go walk along that day, as God helps us, we can enjoy reaching out to others.
这样的话，这一天慢慢的经过的时候，我们就可以去帮助别人，而且心里有喜乐。
You know, that's where the real joy in life is.
我们人生的真正的喜乐就是由此而来。
There's no great joy in hoarding for ourselves.
我们一切都为自己去抓取老鼠。
I want to tell you, after a while, you get awfully tired of yourself.
你这样子，你只为自己活的话，过一段时间你会觉得很累。
But the joy is reaching out to others.
但真正的喜乐是当你伸手去帮助别人的时候。
To loving them.
去爱他们。
I know my personality sort of leans toward that, but I love to go out and speak to people, and I've even pat them, and I try in every way to, as much as I can, to try to lift them up. It lifts me up.
我自己的也许是我的个性，我喜欢跟别人谈话，我喜欢去跟大家拍拍他们的肩膀，问问他们生活之中发生了什么事。 去帮助他们能够站起来，这其实也对于我是有好处的，因为我也觉得很开心。There's
no real joy. At a husband and wife being nose to nose, and each one of you are going to say, "It's I'm going my way. I'm going to do what I want."
如果这个丈夫跟妻子两人，There's
no joy in that kind of thing.
两人老是顶在一起，这样他们感觉不到真正的喜乐。他要是只是想我一切都要照我的说的去做，并没有喜乐。You
can actually be happy when you say, "Okay, if that's the way you feel, then this is the way I feel. Let's just."
如果他们能说，对呀，你说的也好啊，我们就照你说的去做吧。这样他们也许会感到喜乐呢。
Put your heart in serving the Lord.
把你的心放在对神的服侍之中。
I guess I better not say what I'm going to say, but anyhow, we notice here that he's talking about going through a valley.
我们也看到这里提到说经过流泪谷。
It's a valley of weeping.
这是流泪谷。
And no doubt it's dry.
我们也知道这个谷。
Nothing there as they're traveling to Jerusalem, and it's a very barren place.
这个在地理上也是有的，就是经过去往耶路撒冷的路上这一段非常干，根本没有这段谷非常干。Dig a well
in that valley.
主说呢，这段诗篇里他说要在那里挖。You
see, sometimes we do feel very dry.
有时候我们心里觉得很干涸。Sometimes
we do not feel so well.
有时候我们心里也觉得很不舒服。Sometimes
we're a bit confused.
有时候我们觉得很困惑。But
what he's saying to us is, in those valleys, put your heart in it and dig a well in the desert.
但是主说的什么呢？在你经历这些沙漠之地的时候，在那里打一口井出来。It,
you see, it's so much different than complaining and murmuring.
我们常常只是抱怨，只是在这嘀咕。
So we say to ourselves, I'm in this valley of despair. But I'm going to trust the Lord.
我们对自己说, 我是现在目前我是在这个绝望的这个沙漠之中,
you don't allow defeat to come in and tear you up.
但是我要依靠神, 所以不会让这种失败的感觉来,
you don't allow bad thoughts.
我们不让这些坏的念头进入我们的心,
you don't allow negative thoughts to make it worse.
也不让这些负面的想法让我们,
but you begin to look up and think more positively as God helps you out of it.
当神帮助我们把我们拉出来的时候，我们要去想办法去有一些乐观的念头。
Someone has said, faith dares to dig blessings out of hardships.
有个人这样说，他说，我们的信心有这样的勇气，可以把我们的祝福从地上挖出来。
Something happened to me, and I was late for church.
有一天，就有些事情发生，所以我去教会迟到了。
I was very upset.
那天我觉得很不舒服。
I don't like to be late.
我从来是不愿意迟到的人。
But during that time, some man came after I came.
但是那天，当我到了教会以后，有个人过来。
And as after I preached, he came and said that sermon meant to
me. 真诚地跟我说，他说今天的讲道让我找到了一个方向。
And suddenly I saw a blessing in being late, so that that man was there to hear the sermon.
但是那天我一下就明白了，我那天迟到也是有一个目的。
You see, we dig blessings out of those things that are hardships in our life.
在困难的时候，神是鼓励我们要去挖一口井，把祝福挖出来。
Let me tell you what they do when we have the hardships of life and the trials of life.
当我们面对人生的挑战，我们在人生有面对一些试炼的时候。
This is an opportunity to prove God.
但这也是一个机会来证明神。
When we call on Him in faith,
当我们凭着信心呼求神的时候,
and ask Him,
我们就问神,
there's an opportunity to prove God.
这就是一个机会让我们证明神是存在。
I told you many times, but that's what happened to me when I had cancer.
我跟你们也分享过很多次了, 我得了癌症以后。
Actually, I have to tell you the truth, and it's the honest from my heart.
我必须要真诚告诉大家,
it was a wonderful time.
就得癌症对我来讲是一个奇妙的事情。
Because I had to go through radiation.
是因为我经历那些化疗放疗。
And I said to God, we're going to go through this again.
但是我对神说，我们要一起来经过这一切。
And in the midst of adversity,
但是在这些困难的时候,
it's an opportunity to be a shining testimony to others.
对我们来说也是个很好的机会，让我们成为一个闪亮的一个见证，在对别人的见证。
The preacher called a lady that had been in his church before. She wasn't in the church then, but she had been there.
有一个牧师打电话给一个姐妹，这姐妹有一段时间没来教会了。
She lived somewhere else.
她到搬到别处去了。
And he called her. He said, "I've heard you've had some hard times."
牧师打电话说，我听说姐妹你经历过一些很困难的时候。
She said, "Yes, I've had some terrible times."
这个姐妹说，是我经历过一些很糟糕的时候。I've
had some tragedy.
而且我生命之中也有一些悲剧发生。
And some other things, sickness or whatever it was, she had had a very difficult time.
而且她也曾经有经历病痛，所以生活也曾经有一段非常困难。
And he started to sympathize with her.
然后牧师就心里头对她很有同情。
And she said, "No, no, preacher."
但是这个姐妹说，不要不要，牧师你不用同情我。
She said, "It was a wonderful time."
她说这是一个很美妙的时光。
She said, "I grew in grace."
他说我在恩典之中成长。
I had the presence of God.
而且我感觉到神的同在。
It's been a time when he and I have been so close.
这是一段时间我感觉到跟神非常亲近。
It's been a blessing to my life.
那对我的人生来说是一个很大的祝福。
Wasn't that a wonderful testimony?
这不是很美的一段见证吗?
Oh, that God can help us.
神真是可以帮助我们。
So let's go on to the last one.
我们也看看这第三个原则。
Remember this, there are lots of things we cannot control.
我们必须要记住，我们人生中很多问题，很多时候我们无法控制的。
A lot of things we really don't understand.
有很多事情也是我们不了解。
And we cannot do anything about.
我们对它无能为力。
Sometimes there are problems in the homes that you can't do anything about.
有时候你的家庭之中一些问题，你也是无能为力，做不了什么。
But remember this.
但是要记住。
God is in control.
这是什么？
Not your thoughts. So when God is in control, He doesn't jump when we say jump.
神在掌控一切的时候，他不会说我们命令说跳，他就跳，不会这样。
He doesn't when we say, "Lord, it's time now." He doesn't listen to that. Do you think I could understand why my friends, her husband, and their daughter-in-law and baby was killed by a drunken driver?
你如果是我的话，你相信我能够理解为什么我的朋友一家人，他和他的先生，包括他们的孩子，都被一个喝醉酒的一个司机给撞死了。这个事情我实在是无法理解。但是你现在不看不到那些。But
as we trust the Lord,
你目前事情刚发生的时候，我们可能无法理解。And
know that He is in control.
当时间慢慢流转，看到神的目的。Things
have happened that you may wonder about, but He's in control.
人生中也许有一些事情让你再去想究竟为什么，但他是神是掌控一切。
That's why we talk about. Believe God.
所以凭着信心，我相信有神。
By faith, I know He's in control.
凭着信心，我相信神掌控一切。
My mother, emotionally, I wasn't that strong to try to do all things. Others helped, and sometimes I felt so guilty because others were helping.
有很多人在帮我，因为当时我在情绪上我已经无法去照顾妈妈，所以我心里有时候会有一些负罪感。I
was getting ready to go back to China on a Tuesday.
那个星期二我就准备要去中国去宣道了，跟师母一起去。
This was Friday.
对，我们当事情当时发生的时候是星期五。I got
on my knees and I began to weep before the Lord.
所以那个星期五晚上我就跪下来向求。I
said, Lord, I had made a covenant with Him that if He sent my money and He sent someone to take care of my mother, that I would go.
我跟神有个约定，这么多年来的一个约定，就是如果神给我足够的这个经济力量，还有人来照顾我妈妈的话，我就去中国去宣教。But
as I got down and began to pray, I said, Lord, this one is hard.
但是那天我跪下来，我这次真的是。
I know she's weak, and I feel like I hardly leave her, but if this is what you want, Lord, I'll go.
因为妈妈已经很虚弱了，我现在我觉得我不能离开。但是主，如果是你的旨意，我就。
That was on Friday night.
那天是星期五晚上。
The next night, my mother died.
然后第二天晚上，妈妈就去世了。God's
ways. That's why you're so foolish to just live for the world.
如果我们只是为这个世界而生活，我们真的是愚蠢。The
world doesn't love you.
这个世界并不爱你。Business
deals, they would trample on you.
你在这做生意的时候，总是被人。Many
times, people who say they're friends will turn against us.
很多时候，那些人说是我们的朋友，可是最后他在背后抽我们一刀。That's
why we need Jesus.
所以我们都是天路客，我们都是朝圣者。That
we have to recognize that He is our strength.
我们必须记得他是我们的力量。That
we put our heart into this journey of serving Him.
我们把我们的心放在服侍他的这个旅程上。That
we can see opportunities in trials.
在这样，在我们面对试炼的时候，我们可以找到机会。And
remember that God is in.
而且要记得神是永远掌控的那一位。Shall
we pray?
我们一起来祷告。Heavenly
Father,
天父,
we love you this morning.
我们这样爱你。You've
been everything to us that we've needed.
你是我们所需要的一切。Many
of us never will regret that we put our heart into it.
我们把我们的心放在服侍你上面，我们中间的很多人永远不会后悔。And
that we love you.
我们爱你。And
that you've never left us.
你也从来不曾离弃我们。This
morning, help our people, Lord.
这个早上，主啊，你帮助我们，你的子民。We
love our people.
我们爱我们的百姓。We
have learned to know them and we care about them.
我们关心他们，我们爱他们。Please,
Lord, help them to understand that in this journey.
主啊，帮助我们中间的每一个人记得这段旅程。To
let them journey with the purpose that you have for them.
让我们在人生旅程上有一个目标。And
to enjoy the journey.
而且能够在这段路程上能够享受你。As
they're traveling.
我们在这段旅行之中享受你的同在。
In Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.